Chapter 12 Attack. Back inside Foul Manor, Holly felt good now that her magic was back. Next, she wanted to get some fairy weapons. She ran upstairs and saw a light under the office door. She heard shouting and running inside. She jumped back just in time as Butler came through the door fast. Before the door closed again, Holly ran inside, and there was Artemis Fowl wearing his sunglasses.
"Good evening, Captain Short," he said.
Holly did not answer. She saw the retrieval squad's weapons and helmets in a corner of the room. She ran to them, put on some wings, and picked up a gun. Then she chose a helmet. Fowl could not give her orders now. Foley's voice came through the helmet radio immediately.
"Holly, if you can hear me, run! Cudgeon is sending in a troll!"
Holly was worried. Trolls are never good news.
"Captain Short," said Artemis, "you're still my prisoner." "I'm tired of you, rich boy," said Holly angrily.
She hit him hard on the nose and knocked him to the floor. Holly looked at the screens. Cudgeon and his men were at the front door of Foul Manor with the troll. They wanted to open the cage and send the troll into the house. Holly's mesmer was still working on Juliet. Butler found her half asleep in Holly's prison, and he was now in the hall with Juliet in his arms.
"Oh no," thought Holly. "The troll will kill Juliet and Butler."
Artemis was lying on the floor.
"You hit me," he said. "That's right, Fowl," said Holly. "Stay where you are, or I'll hit you again."
For once, Artemis had nothing to say. He opened his mouth, but no words came out.
"That's right, human," said Holly. "Playtime is finished."
Then Cudgeon's men broke open the front door and opened the troll's cage. The noise shook every stone in Foul Manor. Butler heard the door fly open.
"Things are getting worse," he thought. He was right.
The creature that came into Foul Manor was not from the human world. It was not interested in magic or fairy laws. There was hate in its red eyes, and it wanted to kill. For the first time in his life, Butler was afraid. But he could not run. He had his baby sister with him. He put her down carefully behind a suit of armour in the hall. The troll smelled Butler. It was moving so fast that Butler only just had time to get his gun ready. He shot it 3 times, but it was not enough. The troll just moved forwards. Butler felt a cold pain as the troll's teeth cut into him. Butler knew it was the end. He dropped his gun. His last fight was already finished. The troll picked up Butler and threw him over its head. Butler hit the wall and everything in his body broke. Then the troll forgot about Butler. It noticed something else. Juliet. Holly flew down the stairs. She saw that it was too late for Butler. But there were a few seconds before the troll cut Juliet in two. She quickly hit the troll's head with her feet. she felt her legs break and she fell onto the troll's back. The troll was angrier now. It pulled her off its back and held her in front of itself. She could not think because of the pain in her legs. How do you stop a troll? The lights, Holly. A voice in her head. Or was it?
Foley, she said. Is that you?
The lights, Captain Short.
It was Commander Root's voice.
Yes, sir,
she said, turning on her helmet light. Strong white light went into the troll's red eyes, sending pain into its head. It shut its eyes and waved its arms, throwing Holly across the floor. She hit the wall hard and fell to the floor right next to Butler's body.
Ow, said Foley. I felt that. It's okay, Captain. Your magic is healing you already.
Holly felt blue magic running over her body. Her hand touched Butler. He was not dead.
Heal, thought Holly.
Her magic ran down her fingers and into Butler. The troll did not know which one to eat first. The human girl, it decided, and it went towards Juliet. Butler woke up. He knew that he was not dead because of the pain in every part of his body. The pain was not good, but he could move. Then he noticed blue lights dancing over his body. What was this? Was it magic? Something was healing him. This was fairy magic. He moved his head and saw Holly's hand on his arm. Seconds later, Butler jumped to his feet, actually jumped. He felt as strong as before. It was time to save his sister. He saw the suit of armour and put it on. Next to it was a mace, a heavy metal weapon on a chain. He picked it up and attacked the troll.
You'll never touch my sister again, he shouted, running towards the troll and hitting it with the mace.
The troll stepped back. It was really hurt. Now Butler and the troll were going around in circles. The troll opened its mouth and out came a terrible sound. Holly felt the floor shaking.
It's okay,
Butler spoke to the troll in a low, slow voice. The troll did not understand. Usually other creatures turned and ran now. Why wasn't this human running? Butler saw his gun on the ground. He picked it up and shot the troll in the head 10 times. It did not kill the troll, but it knocked it over. Then Butler was on it, hitting and kicking until the troll was nearly dead. Butler picked up his gun again, ready to finish the job.
No! shouted Holly. Don't kill him! I saved your life, remember?
Butler looked at Holly.
Okay, Captain. The creature can live.